Bad hockey for a good cause. Support the Dallas Stars Foundation and get your tickets to the Charity Challenge on Ice 7. On sale now. Call 214-GO-STARS from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Great song.
6:14 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner, normally joined by The Hammer.
Yeah.
But The Hammer is here only via the miracle of the Inco today. And I must say, his presence has been substantial.
Good gosh.
But the Cobra is here, as is Danny Paul. Kevin Scott's on hand with the Ticket Ticker. Psycho Dave at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. And Dave in acquisitions.
Captain Doodoo.
And him too.
It's so goofy when it's taken. It's isolated.
Captain Doodoo.
It's goofier in context. When Doc's rattling off all that other stuff. And then all of a sudden you hear this.
Captain Doodoo.
What is he thinking when we fax him that stuff to read? Come on, Doc, just say Captain Doodoo.
Captain Doodoo.
I don't know. I can't imagine him being a big listener. For one thing, he's got too much of his own going on. Because not only does he do that for this station, he does it for untold others. I mean, I guarantee you the laddie's got him doing the same thing for his station up in New York. Or if he doesn't already, he will soon.
Everybody!
Captain Doodoo.
All right, it's time for our big Rod Stewart follow-up segment.
Let me say this. You know my position on him. I love this stuff. Turn this up. I mean, this is badass.
That's boozy.
That's great.
Booze bottles.
But when it comes to him singing standards, clogging the American standard, I'm out. I think he loses all credibility by doing that. But let me say this. I'm coming around.
Really?
Not on that type of music, because I'll always hate that stuff, the standard. And it bores me to tears to hear other people sing stuff like that. But I'm interested enough to go see him. Because from what I've been reading, we're getting ready to read something from the New York Post. This is heavy in the show.
His solo stuff?
Yeah. Faces tunes. He plays everything. He just doesn't get up there sipping on a martini in his tux. Now, he does go through costume changes.
Oh, really?
Yes, several. His shtick is, the first set is all this stuff, all his rocking stuff. I mean, he comes out, like in Toronto a couple days ago, he started out with Forever Young, Young Turks, and Some Guys Have All the Luck. But then he starts getting boozy. And he starts kicking soccer balls out in the crowd.
Boozy.
And he starts, you know, he sings Hot Legs, and he's kicking his feet around and goose-stepping all over the stage, so.
And then he changes into a fur vest and has a punt, pass, and kick contest on stage.
Kevin is
masterful bonbons like that that have put him where he is.
Then he'll take a 25-minute break. And he'll come back out in his tux with the martini in hand, backed by a 20-piece orchestra.
All right, you are not leaving after the intermission.
When he comes out with his martini, I go out and drink my martinis in the concourse.
No, no, you got to listen to this. You got to give it a chance. Why do you hate the Standard so?
It's boring.
It is not boring.
You know what?
It takes talent to execute those songs.
I agree. It takes talent, but I don't want to hear it. It would put me to sleep.
Well, take a nap.
Not if you gave it a chance.
Listen, I have trouble going to see just... that's why I won't go see, what's-his-face, Fire and Rain guy.
James Taylor?
Can't handle that. It's too boring.
Those are great songs, though, man, and he just sings them so well. I mean, you know those songs by heart, most of them. You just hate
it. It is not boring.
You just hate the songs so much?
Yeah. He sings I'm in the Mood for Love.
I bet that's awesome.
But it's great.
Give me a break.
I'm in the mood for love.
Okay, well, don't make a cartoon out of it.
So I'm living on your TV.
But what I don't want to hear that.
But what if he put his boozy spin on it?
He doesn't.
How sure do you he know?
Does. Of course
There's
he does. There's an orchestra back there.
So?
He's going to make it his own. He's not going to do it in just some crooner's cartoon voice.
There's an orchestra on clocks, too. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. There's still an element of rockiness to it, though. Like clocks.
Clocks.
But, all right, so, Kevin, you got that article. You're the one who brought this up, the New York Post. The guy loved him.
Does he change three times?
Oh, so this is like a concert review, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A concert review for two sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden. I think that was one of the points of our argument. Was that
could he sell out Next Stage?
Yeah, could he sell out Nokia Live?
I'm sorry, Nokia Live now.
That's so crazy.
Nokia Alive.
Nokia Alive.
So he sold out MSG two nights in a row. And this is from the obviously highly respected writer, Dan Aquilanti, and what a positive review he gave, not only the classics of Rod Stewart, but the classics of music in general. He said his balance program has earned him heaps of green, which I guess is money, mm-hmm. and a bevy of blondes with songs written in the first half of the last century, long before his fans were born. For 2 hours, music by the Gershwins, Jerome Kern and Rodgers and Hart cut heads with songs by Cat Stevens, Tom Waits, and even Stewart himself. The set was bewitched, bothered, and sometimes bewildered, but consistently entertaining as Stewart connected the dots that explained how I'm in the Mood for Love is a kissing cousin to Van Morrison's Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. And it goes, that's just a snippet of the 1.5-page review. He goes on, he just spoke about it in glowing terms. So this guy obviously loved Stewart's classics and the classics themselves.
And this guy in Toronto liked it too. Said it was really good. 15,000 people there. They had an 11-piece band initially, and then that bumped up to a 20-piece once he came out in his tux.
Listen to the contempt in his voice when he talks about the tux.
He played Stay With Me. Maggie May was the last song he played in his tux. Oh, no. He took the tux off.
And put his rock pants back on?
He came back out with a burgundy suit and a tie and sang Maggie May.
Now where does the fur vest fit into this?
That's during the field goal competition.
And by the way, the Toronto guy says, he agrees with me. He says, as the show drew to a close with Stewart in yet one more outfit, a burgundy suit and tie, he stood on stage belting out Maggie May, as it should be, at least as far as I'm concerned, saying that's what he should be doing.
Yeah, but he's in Toronto. He's obviously affected with SARS. He didn't know what the hell he's saying.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kevin. But he's saying, I'm in the mood for love, the way you look tonight, someone to watch over me. You know,
you don't like the way you look tonight.
No, that's a cool song. But I don't want to hear him do that. I want to hear him do this.
You want him screaming.
Yeah, I want him pissed.
Well, the guy's 59 years old, though.
I want to get hit by a soccer ball. I want booze flying everywhere.
Nope. I want to see him kick you in the stones again.
He's saying you wear it well, reason to believe, you're in my heart. Ooh la la from Faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what?
He does all the recognizable hits.
He did Proud Mary, too.
I bet that's good.
I wonder if he said he likes to sing.
We never, ever do it nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough.
We got to get that. All right, so I'm in. But I want to go with y'all. I don't want to go.
I'm going for sure.
Okay. Because my wife won't want to go.
Where is it going to be? Is it going to be at the...
It's at next... next stage. Nokia Alive now.
Nokia Alive.
Nokia Alive.
Cell phone stadium.
Nokia Alive. Nokia.
All right, but you can't leave.
I won't.
When the standards start.
I won't.
That's going to be the real acid test. We're going to bring you around on this.
Snake.
And you're going to see that this is really a pretty cool thing. And then we're going to James Taylor.
Oh, no. No.
Bring your goalie gloves.
James Taylor. All right, 6:24. Coming up next, a very, very explosive concert calendar here on The Ticket.